question. It is a 90-minute policy session for the 2019 to 2021 long-range planning work program. This is a decision today, commissioners, for you to approve the plan for the next 2 years. We have transportation and development staff coming forward. Please write your name on the placard.
Did everyone see the updated correspondence that came in? I'm not sure it's part. I didn't see it in the packet for today, but I do know that Oak Grove Community Council and some others had sent some correspondence. It was not in the packet.
Got it.
Okay. Kevin, you want to say something?
Commissioner Sabat, those three letters came in. Two came over from Jennifer yesterday and the other from the Oak Grove Council. I forwarded them onto the board and printed them up and gave to your policy advisors to include in your packets for today.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dan Johnson, Director of Department of Transportation and Development. Just to kick this discussion off, I want to acknowledge a couple things. I want to acknowledge the fact that, one, there's a lot of passion around this discussion that we're about to have. These are programs and projects that impact communities, a lot of folks who have a lot of interest in what their communities look like, feel like. Hence, you're going to hear about all the numbers of projects that these folks work through and coordinate with the Planning Commission around. Second, I'm going to talk about the fact that we're in budget season, and budget discussions leads to staffing discussions. I want you to know that while our budget includes, and we track that information pretty tightly, we actually project it out 5 years, and based off those numbers, we have made the conscious decision to not fill two planning positions of the three that we have allotted in the current planning cycle because of the unknown fiscal future we have for Clackamas County. And I share that with you because it's a conscious, reasonable decision to do it, but it does impact projects such as this. And just make sure that you're aware of that. But also, we are focusing more on our long-range program. We expanded the role of Karen Burig to really bring together her supervision of our transportation long-range planning group and included a dialogue around the supervision of taking responsibility over the long-range plan under Jennifer's guidance as well. We've also implemented new great ideas this year in the work program with the two-year cycle for the work program, which we think is great, and also the addition of the white papers, which I think there's going to be some discussion around here in the near future, which we think will really queue up issues for the board in a more succinct, reasoned fashion before we dive into certain topics. So I want to make sure that you know that we may have made difficult decisions, but still being focused on the long-range plan. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer. I'm going to turn it over to Karen, and they're going to share the work program for this next year.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Karen Burig. I'm the long-range planning manager over in DTD. I'm honored to be here today to present to you the Planning Commission recommendation for the 2019-2021 long-range planning work program. We provided the Board of County Commissioners an update on this on your March 12th agenda. At that date, we talked about the input that we had received so far, as well as we had introduced some of these structural changes that Dan just mentioned. So I wanted to touch just briefly on what these structural changes are. So first, the recommendation includes transitioning to a multi-year work program that's structured around updating the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan, updating the comprehensive plan emerged as a priority during discussions with both the Planning Commission and the board. Another element that we're introducing is this idea of using issue papers. These would be to address complex projects in order to provide more information on the topics before deciding on a course of action. So these issue papers provide additional details and implementation considerations such as costs, direct and indirect impacts, possible community response, and consistency with local and regional standards. So finally, kind of a structural change that we're looking at is including a standing annual work program item that would address minor code revisions, time-sensitive issues that have been identified by staff, or amendments required by changes in state and regional requirements. So at this point, with regards to input, we started input for this process back in fall of 2018 with a notice that went out to interested parties, CPOs, county departments, other cities. We spoke at different groups to solicit their input. We gathered that all together. We had a planning session with the Planning Commission as well as you. One was in February, the other was in March. And then on April 8th, the Planning Commission hosted a public hearing and allowed people to come in and speak about the different projects that they had suggested. There were 25 people or organizations that had submitted written comments, and 7 people had provided testimony. So after that public hearing, the Planning Commission discussed and developed the recommendation that's within your packet today. So as was indicated at the beginning of the meeting, there have been some additional comments that have been distributed to you. But I did want you to know, so the packet is pretty full. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about what's in your packet. Included in attachment C and D are all of the comments, written comments that we received. So there's an exhibit list. And the final attachment D is actually the minutes from the Planning Commission meeting. So I wanted to know that those were available to you. Today's conversation really is going to focus on attachment B, which is the actual recommendation, and it looks like this. I'll get back to that in a second. All of the suggested comments are in attachment A. So I hope I didn't confuse you. So attachment A includes all of the suggested comments that we received, and what they are is they're grouped by comprehensive plan chapter. So I'll be making references to this, but our focus of our comments, our discussion today is actually the Planning Commission recommendation for the work program. So all of those materials were provided in your packet. So I'm just going to dive into what the Planning Commission recommendation is for the work program for 2019, 2020, and 2021. So first, the Planning Commission recommends has supported and recommends inclusion of a transition to the multi-year work program that is structured around the comprehensive plan. They also are supportive of the idea of including issue papers that can provide those additional details, as well as supportive of the yearly work program item to address minor amendments. Some of the key reasons for these structural changes revolve around the fact that, one, the work program development and authorization process takes about 6 months. We started this in November. We're here in April looking for a recommendation. That happens every year. We're spending almost more time authorizing the work program than we are working on the work program. So that's time that we can actually spend working on the work program. So sometimes with respect to the issue paper, some suggested projects can have conflicting impacts or unintended consequences. So being able to have the issue papers provide more information will help us understand going into the project really what we might expect coming in. So another reason we're moving towards the multi-year work program is because projects were just not moving off the list. And that was, I think, frustrating to everyone. It can be discouraging for any organization or individual to submit a project and then have to resubmit a project and not really understand when it can be addressed. So by having a multi-year work program, people can see when their projects could potentially be addressed, if it's not in this year or the next year, looking out into the future. So those were the structural changes. The second piece I want to talk about, so we're talking now, so the work program looks like this. It's an attachment B. So we just talked about the fact that this year it's a multi-year work program. There's items such as issue papers that are indicated on as the little pencils, and how that's structured. So that's what we're talking about. The next thing I want to talk about are the transportation projects specifically that are included in the long-range planning work program. So the majority of the projects, the transportation projects, actually are carried over from last year. And I think that's another reason why we're looking at a multi-year work program. These projects often take more than a year. These are projects that either have been identified or they're currently underway or it takes them a while to get started. So I'll touch briefly on these. One of the projects is the Damascus Area Transportation Needs Project. It's a project that we had identified. And we know that that's something that needs to be done. One of the near-term elements of that really that's related to that has to do with the Sunrise Phase 2 kind of gateway design work that we have initiated. So that's kind of wrapped into that. We have a project, the ARC Road Goal Exception Project. You may all be familiar with that. We haven't initiated that project quite yet. Over the past year, we've been really focusing on the Canby Ferry Alternative Study, so that's delayed moving forward with this. Currently, there's been a fair number of staff changes at Canby, both within their planning department and I believe their city manager. So we're going to be setting up meetings with their new staff to be able to identify kind of the process forward to move forward with that. There is the Stafford Area Preliminary Infrastructure Feasibility Assessment. We often call that SAPIFA. It's really looking at, because it's easier to say. So that is like our code word for the work that's been proposed in that area. So as you all are probably familiar with, we've received funding from Metro to be able to do that project, but that project's been on hold until the urban reserves litigation has all been resolved. Currently, so the cities have been talking about looking at how do we move that project forward. So we anticipate that there's probably activity that's going to go on within the next 2 years on that project.
So, Paul, on that go ahead and finish, Karen.
Okay. So another project, actually, that came out of last year's work program was to look at the really how can we make the transportation system projects related to sidewalks through rhododendron. How do we take that to the next step? That was an issue that the citizens brought forward, the CPO brought forward. We've been working really hard and been in contact with the Quick Response, which I actually think is kind of funny because how quick is Quick Response? But we've been working with them, and we anticipate within the next couple of weeks to be able to get the go-ahead to work with their program on some real site-specific review in the rhododendron area for a couple of sites that will help us understand what it really would take to move sidewalks forward through rhododendron on Highway 26. There's the Barton Park Complex Master Plan. We've been working closely with the County Parks Department on that, and they have a consultant underway, and so that project will be underway over the next 12 to 18 months. There is the Oak Grove to Lake Oswego Pedestrian Bridge Feasibility Study. That's another project that we now have a consultant on board to work on. There's the Transit Development Plan that, again, we have just finalized, and we're in negotiations with a consultant to move forward with that project. There's two new projects. One is the Transportation Futures Project. That's a project that has been discussed at C4 as well as here as a priority, and they're but that can only move forward if we get funding. There's discussions at the state legislature about being able to fund that project. So if funding is received for that project, we'll go ahead with that. The proposal is to go ahead with that. And then finally, there's a very small project related to looking at our fee in lieu of construction standards related to sidewalks, taking a closer look on how they're applied to arterials and kind of some other aspects of the standards. So those are the package of projects related to transportation. So the next thing I want to talk about are the land use projects. And the first thing I want to say is that really through these conversations, it is clear that housing is a priority. And so what we're looking at doing, and through this process, was bringing forward those projects that were recommended related to housing, being able to package those and look at those closely with an issue paper and bring that forward so that we really understand all of the different elements. So that package of projects would include several different items. One, it was a suggested project, L13, which was to respond to the housing needs analysis, any items that came up through the state legislature related to housing. In addition, it was about items being brought forward by the Housing Affordability Homelessness Task Force. And so you may recall that last week at your study sessions, the task force did bring forward recommendations. These related to some of these had to do with increasing maximum density for multifamily development in commercial zoning districts, looking at some parking standards and the hierarchy parking standards, providing an ability to create shelter off the streets housing, cottage cluster development, all of those different elements that they brought forward would be something that we would look at in this issue paper that we would bring forward to you that would be a part of this kind of package moving forward. This package would also be looking at a project that was identified last year, the low-density residential zoning, low-density residential zoning policies. It would also include looking at protection of neighborhood character in the R10 zoning, and then there it would also include a project that was brought forward this year related to temporary dwellings for care. So right now, since I've been talking a whole lot, I thought I'd give Jennifer a little bit of an opportunity to speak and talk about the issue papers and its relationship to this housing package that's being recommended.
Can I just ask?
So did you have, while we have two other people, did you want to ask Karen something?
Well,
specifically or move on?
You're on a theme right now, so mine was on questions on around transportation. Okay. So why don't you go ahead and carry on your theme, and I'll put me in the next round. So now, Karen, as soon as it gets to transportation, I want to speak up.
Do you have a question of Karen?
On the housing, in the L13, you talked about the transitional shelter community regulations that are going to sunset. So my question is, when will it come forward to us to extend that?
So right now, the way that the work program is devised is that we would be looking in January to bring forward an issue paper that would include how do all of these different housing elements relate to each other? What are items that we need to be concerned about? And I don't know if you have a
So the transitional housing regulations are going to sunset in August. At this point, it's, I think, relatively unlikely that we would really catch it before that happens, but it doesn't mean they can't be sort of reenacted. They're very limited right now. They only apply to county-owned or publicly-owned sites and only in a couple of industrial districts. So the applicability is essentially so limited at this point that we don't really anticipate doing anything right now beyond the Vets Village site that's already approved. So that would continue. But to authorize it on additional sites, we'll need to do a code amendment.
I'm not interested in the additional sites aspect. I just want to know, are we going to, before it runs out, renew it? Yes or no?
I don't think it'll happen before August. Correct. So
what happens if it runs out and we haven't renewed it?
Nothing happens to the Vets Village site because it's already got a land use approval that's in place.
So it's not crucial that we
correct
it right away.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Yes.
I have two other things, but that's the only one from your presentation so far. So thank you.
Hey, Martha, did you have something?
Just a few. How is the new T29 fitting into the T2020 piece that Metro's doing? I mean, because they're going to be asking for significant dollars. So is that our plan for where we're going to plug in that money or what? I mean, there's lots of transportation plans.
We've talked a little bit about this. I think, do you want to dive into that now or do you want to hold off?
We can hold.
Unless Sonia's question is on land use.
My question is, I'm trying to follow along. Yeah. I've got all this stuff. I'm trying to look here. So I don't have confidence.
That's okay.
So I'm wondering,
we'll go back.
How do I find out more? Is there a link? Is there somewhere that I can get, like, what is, I don't know what the SAP.
Yeah, the SAP, right.
I don't know what that is. Yes. I don't know. Uh-huh. I just don't have any I don't have any information.
It's attachment A. Attachment A provides the greater detail.
You're correct because the ones that you're talking about are on the current work program. So they already are on this year's work program. So there is a link on the website, on our website, to the current year work program. And Lori, is that? Can someone help find that link? I think they can help find the link.
No, that'd be great, because I'm just trying to follow along and fill in my blanks as we're going.
Okay, thank you.
Just email
and so,
it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be able to multitask.
Right.
Okay, so
Martha wasn't quite done, but she went and got coffee or something. I don't know.
Well, these are long mornings. You know, sometimes you have to take restroom breaks.
Yeah.
Well, we have an hour and a half, so.
And if we are taking a little break, I would love to have a restroom break.
Okay, let's do a quick break.
Okay.